for unknown. They chose the melody of an old English broadside ballad, which was so catchy that the song was immediately sung all over the state of Alabama, every college campus and street corner and hardware store and haberdashery. Jim Folsom's political aides and handlers became racked and overborne with severe perturbation. They said, "Geez, the jig is up. What'll the boss do when he hears this?" Well, the boss did hear it, and unlike Gary Hart, in a similar situation, he said, "By God, boys, that's a catchy tune." We've been looking for us a campaign song. I do believe we have found it. Now, this song is sung everywhere that people take politics seriously. And every third grader in Alabama knows the last verse to this song. We, by God, expect you to sing it here, whether you're from Alabama or not. Listen close now. She was poor, but she was honest. The victim of a rich man's whim, till she met that Christian gentleman, Big Jim Folsom, and she had a child by him. Now she walks, now he sits in the legislature, making law for all mankind. While she walks the streets of Coleman, Alabama, selling grapes from her grapevine. Now that's one of the classiest metaphors in Southern folk literature. It was written by the Young Republicans Club of Dothan, Alabama. All three of them. Now this is your part. It's the rich what gets the glory, and it's the poor what gets the blame. It's the same the wide world over, over, over. It's a one more time, and everybody sing. And it's the rich what gets the glory, and it's the poor what gets the blame. And it's the same the wide world over, over, over. It's a low down and a dirty shame. It's a low down and dirty shame. Give yourself a hand. Well, now, we might as well give equal time to True Love. Don't you think? This is a song that was written by Michael Smith, who had a long tenure in Florida, although he was from New Jersey. But everybody thinks of him as a Florida boy, just like everybody thinks of Jimmy Buffett as a Florida boy, although he's a Mobile, Alabama boy who made good. But he knew where to come. The Dutchman's not the kind of man to keep his thumb jammed in the dam that holds his dreams in. But that's a secret only Margaret knows. When Amsterdam is golden in the summer, Margaret brings him breakfast. She believes him. He thinks the tulips bloom beneath the snow. He's mad as he can be, but Margaret only sees that sometimes. Sometimes she sees her unborn children in his eyes. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the cider sea. Long ago, I used to be a young man. Dear Margaret remembers that for me. You can sing that with me the next time it comes around. The Dutchman still wears wooden shoes. His cap and coat are patched with love. Margaret sewed it. Sometimes he thinks he's still in Rotterdam. And he watches tugboats down canals, calls out to them when he thinks he knows the captain. Till Margaret comes to fetch him home again. Through unforgiving streets a trip, and though she holds his arm, sometimes he thinks that he's alone and calls her name. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the cider sea. Long ago I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me. The windmills whirl the winter in, she winds his muffler tighter. They sit in the kitchen. Some tea with whiskey keeps away the dew. And he sees her for a moment, calls her name. She makes the bed up, singing some old love song. She learned it when the song was buried. He hums a line or two, they hum together in the dark. The Dutchman falls asleep and Margaret blows the candle out. Go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the cider sea. Long ago I used to be a young man. Dear Margaret remembers that for me. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the cider sea. Ago, I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me. Well, I've got to tell you one story, which of course I learned from Cousin Thelma. She's the first person I ever saw stand up on their hind legs and tell stories and do it in a dignified way. Oh, I'd seen Deacon Andy Griffith, and I'd heard Brother Dave. But Cousin Thelma didn't talk about whip aerials and sliding into third base in a cow pasture. She just stood up on her hind legs and told those stories and made everybody listen. And I was already committed to singing and playing, and I didn't know how I could fit all that in. But I like to tell stories too, and so... I just played and thought about it while I played. traveling all around the country, playing those little clubs, driving a Ford car called Greenlight. Greenlight, 390 horsepower. Driving a car like that made you feel like you were riding with Nathan Bedford Forrest. 15 pounds for every horsepower. Me and Green Light and Ace the Bass, a boon companion. He said, "It takes a compassionate man to covet a three-legged dog. And it takes a sorry son of a gun to name that dog Flat Tire." It was always fun to travel with Ace the Bass. He shook things up all the time. Pulled on my coattail, kept me stirred up, rattled my cage. Ace the Bass and Green Light leaving out of Detroit City. 2:30 a.m. bound for Key West, Florida. Had 2 days and 1.5 nights to make the journey. No time for sleeping. Ace was a bad boy. We had 7-position adjustable Lincoln Mark II seats put in that Ford Mustang. It always took Ace about the first 45 minutes just to adjust himself to a comfortable set. Tortured worm gears. Ace coddling a fruit jar full of J&B scotch between the bare insoles of his feet on the floor. Saying, "Gamble, have some of this." I said, "Ace, get away from me. Get behind me, Ace. I can't do anything like that. We gotta go around the bottom corner of that triangle down in Lexington, Kentucky at 5:15 this morning to keep our schedule. Get behind me, Ace." We're passing the Ann Arbor exit. Ace on his second fruit jar says, "Come on, have some of this." I said, "Ace, remember that triangle, son. Get behind me, Ace." "Ace, where do you get those cigarettes?" "Good God, man. Open the window over there. We got to get around the bottom of that triangle, Ace." Ace said, "Have some of this and we'll take the hypotenuse." "Get behind me, Ace." We're driving along 40 minutes. He don't say anything. He just reflective. He always did that, and then he would come up with something that just broke your heart. He said, "Gamble, you don't like me." I said, "Ace, I love you." He said, "No, you don't. You don't approve of me." I said, "Ace, what do you mean? What do you mean? I love you." He said, "No, you don't. You know why you don't love me?" I said, "Why?" He said, "Because I do everything humanly possible to destroy my body, and I feel good." "You do everything humanly possible to preserve yours, and you feel like hell." Made it around the bottom part of that triangle. We're cruising down through DeKalb County, Georgia. And we were grievously misdealt with by the DeKalb County Constabulary. we're driving away. They got the profits. Ace lost his bonus. Threw everything else out the window. I said, Ace, by God, I'd like to take my fist and get... He said, there you go again. You have got to learn to sublimate your rage. I said, huh? He said, you got to stop chewing on that bitter gall. You'll score your ventricles. If you ain't going to take the hypotenuse, you just got to back off or you'll be dead. Sublimate your rage. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, turn it into art, for starters. Might think of something new to say and you might make us some money. Get me a bonus. Well, I did think about that. And somewhere over the next 1,001 nights, this sprang full-born out of my guitar. I learned this guitar lick off a deputy sheriff from DeKalb County, Georgia. That old boy arrested me. He had every high-performance accessory known to humankind on his county pursuit vehicle. He had Goodyear polyglass wide boot series 60 tires, a foot and a half wide. With the big white letters on the side of each tire, it said, Redneck. He had mag wheels, hooker headers, cherry bomb resonators, Delco airlift pleasurizers, spring shackles, chrome tailpipe extensions, a four-speed gear shift, a high-rise manifold, a four-barrel carburetor, and a Le Mans racing stripe on his Massey Ferguson tractor. He pulled me over, he said, boy, don't you be talking spiteful and nasty and mean at me like none of them hippy-dip liberal punks come through here every day from Macon. Driving them Volkswagen microbotics, all them sleeping bags and chemical commodes in the bed of them like some kind of mobile orgy. There I was, writing out a ticket to one of them long-haired fruits. He leaned out the window and say, give me 5 cheeseburgers and a Coke. I pulled him out of that contraption and chucked his butt through a Wake Up America billboard. Right about there, I knew I was dealing with a primitive man. That old sheriff was wearing a breech clout made out of 2 Fruhoff mud flaps. A styrofoam pith helmet with an STP decal on the front. Tom McCann penny loafers with quarters stuck in the top. And he was well-armed in the tradition of the DeKalb County law. Over his bare chest, he's got 2 .45 caliber bandolier belts with the cartridge loops alternately stuffed with Have a Tampa jewels and Slim Jims. He had a shoulder holster made out of a Sperry topsider with a toe cut out of it, carrying an axe handle personally autographed by Lester Maddox. He said, son, I ain't going to give you no tickets. You being a homeboy, where you talking all, I'd let you off with a traffic warning citation. Now, in DeKalb County, these warning citations are printed up in the form of bumper stickers. He went back to the tractor. He got me a citation, licked the back of it one time, slopped it over the back of green light. I went back later and read it. It said, eat more possum. Justice will be done in DeKalb County. Well, I went all over the United States and Canada telling that story for 7 years, and it got to be the most requested piece of material I had. And then my travels wended their way back to the Great Southeast Music Hall in Hotlanta, Georgia. It was a glorious night. Place was full, folks hanging from the rafters. Oh, I felt good when I came off the stage. Felt in touch, felt in control, felt fulfilled. Back Back in the dressing room, the owner comes back. He says, some folks want to talk to you. They just want to talk to you about the show. Hadn't it been a good night? I said, yes, sir, bring them in. I just love to see anybody talk about it. They filed in the room. 10 of the biggest men I believe I've ever seen. Half of them, two axe handles wide across the shoulders, had to come through the door sideways. The other half, 2.5 axe handles wide across the stomach, had to come through like this. They lined up against the back wall wearing those Florsheim deacon shoes and those J.C. Penney's two-pant suits, all working on the second pair. Those soup bowl haircuts and those silk-ribbed socks with a fish belly white skin peeping out over the top. I said, well, one of them stepped forward. He said, we're sheriffs from DeKalb County. And my prior life commenced flickering and retrograde behind my eyeballs, fluttering. And then the big guy scuffed his foot and he laughed. He said, you know, folks have been sending us tapes of you doing that thing about the sheriffs out there, where we come from. And you did it again tonight. It was pretty funny tonight. We've been enjoying that for 7 years now. And we thought you might like to have this. And he gave me a certificate which declared that I was an honorary deputy sheriff of DeKalb County. And it was precisely at that point in time that I commenced to understand the sublimation of rage. Oh, and I've been going alone all these many years. Green light is gone, and Ace the Base, why, he followed that white line way out there across the river and under the tree. Rode the hypotenuse to glory land, you might say. But I think about him still, and I just want to say this. Ace, wherever you are, son, you know I always loved you. Really did. Well, that's it. We'll see you out on the main stage tonight. Come on out. It's going to be a fine show. Thank you.
Why don't we give it a try and clear the stage here and move on back out front. It looks like it's going to be dry for a little bit. The Squirrely Germs is here. They're going to set up for you. And if it starts raining again, y'all are welcome back into the tent. This evening, Gamble will close it off at 10:10. As usual. Unfortunately, we haven't made any Florida Folklife rain slickers. I think that might be an idea for next year. But I want to encourage you to go up to the tents and buy t-shirts and hats and buy tapes and cassettes and CDs and songbooks and t-shirts from all the groups that you've heard here at the festival over the weekend. Again, let's give this a try. If it starts raining, then please come on back up the stage and Squirrely Germs will turn around. They say they can play in any direction. North, south, east, or west. Y'all ready? Okay, please welcome to the stage Squirrely Germs.
Thank you.